Hello, good afternoon. Is it possible to speak to, I've got the name of, it's, I think it's your Facebook name. I've got Brotherlyhood in Arms Scotland.
That's Paul, yeah.
Hey, Paul, no problem, Paul. So, giving you a call, Paul, I'm calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to an inquiry we've received, and you know, to look into Redress Scotland, the time and care in Scotland.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I've just been busy a lot lately.
No, that's fine, Paul, not a problem, like I say. All we need to do, Paul, like I say, is ask you a couple of questions. We'll fill out your statement, of course, let them know exactly what happened, and then we'll get a claim underway. Now, the good news with these claims at the moment, Paul, is the average refund is around £45,000. So, like I say, quite a large sum of money to be gained. Now, I know it doesn't make anything what you've been through any better, but it just gives that recollection that what you went through shouldn't have really happened. Okay. Now, like I say, do you have... could I just take your surname, please, Paul?
Story, S-T-O-R-R-I.
Sorry?
S-T-O-R-R-I, story.
Story. Okay, perfect. Now, Paul, actually, I think your Facebook name must be something different. Is that where you apply to your Facebook?
It's my work,
Yeah, no worries. I've got a new number.
I work for a men's mental health group.
No, I thought it was something else. I'll speak to one of my colleagues about it then. There's one round here called Andy's Man's Club. And it sounds like the same kind of thing.
It's the same thing, but the one I worked for was actually made in England.
Ah, no worries. That's good stuff.
It's a CIC, so, yeah, it's a men's mental health charity.
Ah, good stuff. At least you're doing something good for the community, eh? That's good. Now, Paul, just to confirm with yourself, is this your mobile number, the one we're calling you on?
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic, no problem. And, Paul, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
It's the 1st of August, 1984.
Fantastic. And just your address, please, Paul. So your door number and your postcode.
It's 59 Avondale Crescent.
Yep, and
so it's 483810.
GH, did you say?
EH. 48.
3 Hotel November. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Got that for you. Fine, let's just get those details down for you. Okay. That's fine. Have you ever been known by any other names, Paul? Any other names?
No.
You've not? Okay. That's not a problem there, Paul. Okay, and how old are you at the moment, Paul?
I'm 42 this year.
42, not a problem. Do you have any middle names at all, Paul?
Mitchell McLean.
Mitchell. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L?
Yeah. McLean.
Yep. And how you spell
the second one? Yeah. It's M-C-L-E-A-N.
L-E-A-N. No problem there, Paul. Okay, that's fine. And now what we're going to do now, I'm going to ask you some details in regards to your family. Because as you'll know, therefore, with these records, Paul, because it was quite some time ago using care, you most likely would have been wrapped on circuits. It's normally 2000. That's it. So, like I say, computer's always getting made, and so it might not be on a file. So, you have to go to, like, an old system. So, what would you like to do? Just obviously make it easier for us to find your file and make the claim go a lot smoother.
Yes.
Just ask questions about your family. So, Paul, can I take your parents' names?
My dad's name's John Story, and my mum's name's... it's Janet Anderson now, but it was Janet Meakin.
Janet Meakin, M-E-A-K-I-N. Yeah. That's what it was, yeah?
Meakin, M-E-A-K-I-N.
M-E-E-K-C-H. Oh, C-H.
A-N.
A-N, perfect, Paul, no problem. And do you know where you lived before you went into care, Paul?
I grew up in Western Hills.
Yeah, do you know the street name? It's okay if you don't worry.
Old Western Hills Park. Old Western Hills Park. It was old high-rises I used to stay in before they knocked it down.
Okay, perfect. And, Paul, do you have any brothers or sisters at all?
Yeah, I've got a big brother called John. He was in care with me.
He was in care with you. And what's his surname? Is it the same as yourself?
Same as mine, yeah.
Do you know if John Woodland might do a claim as well in regards to this?
I don't know. We haven't spoken in a while, but I can ask my partner to ask.
Yeah, always if you can. Like I say, better you both get something out of it. And you're both in care together. You both entitled to make a claim. Now, John, what local authority were you cared under?
It was Muirhouse Social Work Department.
Are you spelling Muirhouse?
So
M-U-I-R?
M-U-I-R, yeah.
Yep.
That was Edinburgh. I grew up in Bonnyrigg. Yeah.
Problem, Paul. Perfectly fine. And how old was you when you went into care there, Paul?
I first went in when I was 3, and I went back in when I was 5.
Okay, and when was the abuse? Was that when you went back in, or was that the first time? Or was it both?
It was before 5 we went back in.
Yeah, so when you was 5, yeah?
Me and John, me and my brother were sexually abused before we went into care. That's why we were put into care.
Okay, no, sorry to hear that, Paul. With what happened at home, really, you know, like obviously, like before you went into care, we can't really do anything about that one.
When I went into the foster care, I come out of foster care with here, like fractures and T-bone fractures in my knuckles.
Yeah, and was that in foster care? That when you went into foster care, sorry.
That was when I was in foster care. My foster parents used to lather us all the time.
What was your foster parents called? Do you remember?
Faye and Alex Higginson.
Higginson, you say? Yeah,
H-I-N-O-S-N.
Perfect. And that was foster care. How long was you with the foster care? Was that when you was 3 to 5?
No, I went into foster care when I was 3 to start off with, and then I went back to my dad, and then I went back in when I was... And then I went back in when I was 5, so it was the 11th, it was like the 11th of November or so in 1989.
Yeah, okay. No problem. And where did you go when you went back in, when you was 5? Where did you go then?
We went back to my dad's estate to start off with, and then we went into full-time residential care, which is like in a year in the foster system. I stayed in Bonnyrigg with my foster parents, but nobody would adopt us, so it was like we were in foster care, we weren't adopted.
Yeah, and where was that? How old was you then, sorry?
I was in Bonnyrigg.
Yep. Was that from, say, 5 onwards? Or did you go back?
Yeah, that was 1990-2000.
Yep. So 1990-2000.
I was in
that
year for 11 years. 11 years.
11 years. Thank you. Okay. 5 years old to... I was 16 years old. And what was that residential school called?
I was in foster care. It wasn't a residential school. It was in foster care.
It wasn't. Okay. No problem. What was that one called?
For 11
years?
It was the Higginson family we stayed with. It was the actual family.
Awesome. It was Higginson. That's fine, Paul. No worries. Round for you. Okay. No problem. So 5, so 16 years old. Now, Paul, we just asked this question. It's in regards to if something was to happen to you, God forbid it does. We do need a beneficiary, so somebody we could give the money to on your behalf if you're unable to claim it. Now, people normally do, you know, like kids or maybe brothers.
I was going to say my daughter.
You know, and what's your daughter's name, Paul?
That's Hannah Lee.
Hannah Lee.
Yes.
How old is Hannah?
She's 16.
So because I'm 16, what I'll do is I'll put your number on, Paul. But I'm guessing if something was to happen to you, she'll have access to your mobile anyway, wouldn't she? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know when, like you said, you had to suffer some abuse at home there, Paul? Was the police contacted?
Before we got pretty care, there was police things put in place and all this sort of stuff. There was police order.
Okay.
Because obviously it was sexual assault.
No, that's it. Okay, no problem. Now, there is 2 things we do need from you, Paul, to do a claim. We do require photo ID and proof of address. Now, this can be a driving licence, bus pass, or a bus pass, or a passport, and then just a letter to prove where you live. Now, you don't use WhatsApp on your phone, do you, Paul?
Yes.
You do. What number do you use for WhatsApp, Paul?
This one.
It's when I'm trying to send you a message. It's not showing up, you see. Give me a second. I'm trying to send you a message. It's the number we were speaking on. Let's have a look. Yeah, it says invite. It says this number is not on WhatsApp for some reason. Yeah, not working. Right. Let's have a look.
Should be my new one.
Yes, it's not. He it says invite to WhatsApp and it's got your number in 055.
I'm already on it. That's confusing.
You are. I tell you what, if you could send me a message, I can give you the WhatsApp number to message here, Paul, if that's okay. It's our office phone, right?
Yes, you can make it. Or is it a mobile or your ringing off here?
No, it's not this one. This is just the generic one I use. So it's a different list of company WhatsApp, you see. So it's a different mobile. Let me know once you're ready, pal, and I'll read out to you.
Give me a second, just need to find a thing.
I don't know.
On you go, buddy.
Yep, so it's 078.
078.
73.
7C.
984.
984, yeah.
So 984654.
654. Just send it to that.
Yeah, that's the one, Paul. So all you need to do is send a picture of either a driving license, passport or bus pass, whichever you've got. And then just a letter. Now, with the letter, Paul, it does need to be dated in the last 3 months. The last 3 months, okay.
But in any case,
that'll be perfect, Paul. I'd say any letter whatsoever, as long as it's got a date on it, of the last three months, we can accept. It could even be one from the postcode lottery, for example. Anything at all.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, in regards to, obviously, the case, we do need to take a statement from you. So, when you were placed into the foster care of Alex Higginson and his partner, what kind of things was happening there? What was the kind of abuse you were facing?
We got made to drink salty juice.
Yeah.
Spent most of my time grounded in my bedroom because of I have ADHD.
Oh, same
here.
So when
I was growing up, I was grounded a lot because of my behaviour. So I spent most of my time in my room. Sail arses, been scalped with belts, been scalped with all stuff. I walked out of foster care with nine knuckles broken in my fingers.
Yep.
T-bone fractures, other things in my fingers. It got to the stage that it was that bad, my brother ran away.
Yeah.
And he was just turned 16 at the time.
Okay. I'm writing down what you're saying there, Paul. Give me a second.
Yeah.
So you're nine knuckles broken, you say, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever recover in bruises and such, if that's the case, then, yeah?
Yeah, I've had bruises and that, yeah.
They're
still
letting
me go, isn't
it? Yeah, would they be, like, hitting you and things? Is that why this kind of stuff is happening?
Yeah, they wouldn't, like, if you done something like a child would be nowadays, you got hit for it.
Yep, yep.
I grew up and they were strict parents.
Yeah.
So, like, their kids couldn't do nothing wrong in their eyes, basically. You know what I mean?
No, we have a lot of people who are in the same boat. So, I was speaking to someone the other day and they're the same. So, him and his sister it was, got placed into foster care and he treated their child. Because obviously it's a blood child, a lot better than them. Like they'd get all the new clothes and stuff, and them two wouldn't get nothing. So they treat them differently. They kind of push them to the side, which isn't really nice at the end of the day, you know. If you're in someone's care,
that's what happened, Bill.
At least be careful. Oh, yeah. So I'm just throwing out these details. So,
yeah.
Let's have a look. So I'm just putting out the claim form now for you, like I said, including the information you've gave me there, Paul. So let's just get these last bits down for you. Bear with me a second, Paul. Because in a moment, Paul, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick link via text and email. So whichever one you can accept on is not a problem. All it is there, Paul, it's just basically our documents. Now, what the document does, it ties you in to a no-win, no-fee. So if you are unsuccessful, Paul, there's absolutely no charge whatsoever for you. Only on a successful claim, the solicitors take 16%. Bear in mind, the average for yourself is around £45,000. Probably more since you've got broken bones and stuff while you're in the care. You probably will get a bit more. Now, there are three ways you can proceed to a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself to the solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate.
I'll leave it with you.
That's it, Paul. So it just basically went through as it would be under the private agreement. But the good news is, Paul, like I say, nothing comes of it, which, to be fair, it probably will, because we have 100% record also with these cases. You know, a lot of them are going through because, you know, Scotland know exactly what they've done. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the social workers were cutting corners and there was, you know, in jobs that they shouldn't really be in. So, like I say, it's something we are doing very well with at the moment. Just bear with me a second. Like I say, when I send you this in a moment, Paul, all you need to do is simply scroll down onto text. You'll see, when you click the link, sorry, scroll down, you'll see a box which says sign here and a button above it which says execute. Now, I'm just trying to work out. So you went in, is it 1989 or 1990, do you believe?
1989. It was the 29th of November, 1989. 89, sorry.
And was it 1999 until, or was it until 2000?
No, I was in, I went into foster care originally when I was three, so I was three in 87, and I went back into care in 89, and we go out on, I go out, like, it's my 16th birthday on, in 2000, so the 1st of August 2000 is when I go into foster care, but I was still in the care system.
Yeah, okay.
I'd went into homes and all that before I got my own home.
They normally get you like a little flat as well when you come out of care.
Yeah, I've got the aftercare worker and all that.
That's it. But a lot of people I spoke to be fair, they just say they just basically throw you in the flat and be on the way. You don't give me no help.
Oh, they did. That's what they done to me. They left me to fend for myself. They got me in a flat.
I mean, they shouldn't be doing that. I mean, you've lived with people all your life, you know, like obviously in care and things like that, and they just throw you on your own. It's kind of very messed with your head a bit, to be fair, you know, because you've always got people around.
Well, the homes I was in, they were all ones that were getting shut down, so I was in them myself, too.
Ah, he was. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so I was like in that Fernley Hill, which is shut now, it's in Gilmerton.
Yeah. So, Paul, if you look at your phone now, you should have received a message from myself. It'll be from MMA Legal, which is ourself, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you need to do, Paul, is you click that link for me, it'll open a page which will say Part 1, Part 3. Fee clarity and some other details. If you scroll right past all that,
you'll see a box.
That's it. So if you scroll right down to the bottom, you'll see a box that says sign here. It's like signing a parcel at the door, and then just simply
click all documents.
That's the one, Paul. And then, Paul, what only thing that's left then, once you've done that, we'll just be sending
just
over
it,
a picture of the drive. Yeah, no worries, Paul.
That's it, fine.
Yeah, she'll come back to me in a moment then, Paul. Let's have a look. The only part one's come back for some reason, Paul. I'm not sure. If you go back on it for me, Paul, and just go down.
Give me a minute. Do you have to sign them separately?
No, just give me one moment, Paul, because it normally does sign them all. Just bear with me 2 seconds, Paul. I will go on silent for just 10 seconds, just while I speak to my IT about this.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll be a moment.
That's right.
Never mind, Paul. It's all come back now. It's okay. Don't worry about it. So that's fine. Okay. So all we need now, Paul, like I say, everything's set up on your case. You've got your statement. We've got where you was. We've got the ins and outs of it. We've got your signed form. So all we need now would be the driving license or passport or bus pass and a letter. Perfect. So if you can open up WhatsApp for me, Paul, all I want you to do is, like I say, start a chat with the number I've gave you. And as you click the camera on the right-hand side, it allows you to... Yeah? So put that number in that I gave you, the office mobile number. The one ending
654.
Give me 2 seconds. Take your time, Paul. There's no rush.
How'd you add a new chat on this again?
You'd have me to put a new contact in. Add it as a new contact. I think you've got it then anyway, so... If you do need to contact us, Paul, you've got it set up. Just put it as Scottish Regress or MMA Legal or Flames. Put it as whatever you like, really. Something you remember.
7, 8, 9, 8, 3, 4, 5, 4. That's me. I did, you know.
Yeah, perfect. So when you open the chat with me, if you just click the camera on the right-hand side, take a picture of the ID on its own, and then take a picture of the letter, but include the full document with each, so the full ID and the full letter. Like a bird's eye picture, kind of. Bird's eye view.
Too sexy.
No problem. Something's come through now. Let me just have a look what it is there, Paul.
I've fucking snapped my proof, my business. I need to get a new one. I've snapped my provisional.
No, no, let's have a look at the... As long as it's in date. Yeah, it's in date, so that's perfect, Paul, no problem. Let's have a look at the letter. Yeah, 30th of March. So that's great, Paul. So we can now, like I say, push this on for the next stage. Now, with the claim, Paul, like I say, you will get a call from our caseworker. It's called Michael. Yeah. It's from an 016 number within the next 3 or 4 days. If you do see an 0161 number, answer it, Paul. If I look, don't need you for 5 minutes. You just confirm some last few details. And if the claim will take between 8 to 12 months, Paul. So you're looking at around 8 to 12 months. Yes. But if you do need an update or, you know, in the meantime, feel free to send me a message on this number, the WhatsApp you've got there. Send a message into that and I'll be able to reply to you straight away, okay?
Yeah, cool, buddy.
Perfect. Not a problem, Paul. That's a pleasure getting yourself, buddy, Paul. I do hope you get something back from it. Like I say, if you need me, just give me a message. All right, fella.
Right, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, Paul. Have a good day, Paul. Thank you.